WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
She may not sell millions of albums, but Emmylou Harris has become one of country music's most esteemed performers. Her fans cherish the simplicity of Harris's recordings and the country traditionalism she's maintained. Until now, Harris's new album, Wrecking Ball, is a collaboration with producer Daniel Lanois. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that Wrecking Ball is an intriguing departure for Harris.
All the streets are crowded, and there's glass everywhere. And a baby stares out with motherless eyes.
The first thing that strikes you when you hear this album is the way Daniel Lanois has deployed Emmylou Harris's voice. He uses it most often here as a sort of ghostly presence, floating over the echoing rhythms that are Lanois's trademark. That song, Where Will I Be, was written by Lanois, and it's less a real pop song than a kind of chanted dirge, not unlike the kind of music Lanois has made with U2. A song with a surer sense of melody is this lovely version of a tune by Neil Young, Wrecking Ball. The most significant characteristic of Emmylou Harris's voice is its sense of vulnerability. She savors a paradox, strong vocal cords that convey fragility. I like the way on Wrecking Ball her voice seems to be straining both to hit the notes and straining with romantic longing. She can't wait to be at this dance with her boyfriend, and yet the tune and Neil Young's backup vocals carry a sense of foreboding, as if something bad may happen. It's no wonder they named the album after this song. Wrecking Ball contains a number of covers, including songs by Steve Earle, Anna McGarrigle, and this Lucinda Williams beauty, Sweet Old World.
See what you lost when you left this world. This sweet old world. See what you lost when you left this world. This sweet old world. A sweet and tender kiss. The sound of a midnight train wearing someone's dream. Someone calling your
I've always been slightly put off by most of Harris's previous albums. Too often it seems to me that she strives for a kind of purity that comes off sterile, lacking in messy emotionalism. But I also can't say that Wrecking Ball is a complete success because its music grows monotonous. Landois thinks dragging everything into a medium tempo automatically invests it with ruminative power. It doesn't. Still, as a departure for Emmylou Harris, it's an eccentric project that certainly won't alienate her admirers.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Emmylou Harris's new album, Wrecking Ball.